Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day that you have given to us today. We are thankful for everything that you have blessed us with, for everything that you have given to us, and for everything that you have blessed us with. Please be with those who have recently lost loved ones. This time, please be with Miss Trish and her family as they have just lost a loved one. We are saddened by the news that Sister Holiday has passed away, but we also rejoice knowing that she is up in heaven with you now. We pray that we can all one day be up in heaven with you one day. Please be with the speaker tonight to speak from your word, and please be with us as we go throughout the rest of this week, as we continue to strive to serve you. And in your son's name we pray, amen.
First Chronicles chapter 22, beginning of verse 1. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David commanded to gather the aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stone to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the door of the gates and for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure, and cedar trees in abundance, for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. Now David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. I will make preparation for it." So David made abundant preparations before his death. I want to just look for the few minutes we have this evening at this idea of preparation, what all David did to prepare Solomon for building of the temple, because look at how David describes what that temple is supposed to be. He said it was supposed to be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. As we recall, when the Israelites came back from Babylon captivity, when they had started to rebuild the temple, you had many that were there were weeping because they had seen the original temple, the temple that Solomon had built, not entirely in its glory that they had, because it, they've stripped the gold a few times out of it, but they remember what it looked like and what it was and just how glorious it was. And think back to the preparation now that David has put into it, providing all the iron, all the bronze, everything that's needed to build this temple for Solomon. And he did this all, he made abundant preparations before his death. So let's think about another idea of preparation, kind of along these same lines. Turn, if you would, to Matthew 3. As we've already studied in our Bible study classes, beginning in verse 1, "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.' For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Even back in Isaiah, there was one already prophesied that would come, that would be the one that would prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the hearts for those to receive the teachings of Jesus, to have that started. And that preparation was made long before John was, or even his parents were even thought of. I mean, this was many hundreds of years before. But all this was really in God's plan. As we see over in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he's made us accepted in the beloved. So here is Paul's writing to the Ephesians. God prepared all of this for those who would follow after Christ before the foundation of the world was even laid. Before the beginning, all this was already, God had already put all this in place, had made those preparations. And with that knowledge, if you turn over and still stay in Ephesians, but turn over to chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, the further preparations that have been made for us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So here Paul, again, tells these Ephesians the things they need to prepare for with the things that were prepared before the foundation of the world for us. But looking specifically at verse 15, and having your feet shod, or having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Go if you would to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. That's the preparation of the gospel of peace that God made before the foundation of the world for us. That God reigns in everything. As we studied, when we looked at the few parables back in the summer in Matthew 25, we see the parable of the 10 virgins. And you have those that made preparations themselves for the bridegroom, and those that didn't. Those that didn't were not allowed into the wedding feast. But those that did were allowed in, were able to rejoice with the bridegroom in his marriage. So why does all this matter? Why does these preparations matter? Turn to John 14. John 14, beginning in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus, as he said to his apostles here, he's gone to prepare a place for those who believe, for those who will follow after him. And if he goes and prepares a place, he's going to come back to receive those who have believed. Turn back, if you would, to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 22. Having all this in mind, everything that David has set his heart to do in preparing to build the temple, wanting to have all this done before his death, and knowing that he was his time here on earth was very limited now. In verse 17, David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise, build the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. There in verse 19, he tells these leaders, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. And that's the same admonition for us, to prepare ourselves, to have our hearts to seek after God as David did, to do those things that are necessary to prepare our temple, our hearts, ourselves. We're that holy temple, to prepare it to go before God, because Christ has gone to prepare that place for us. And if he's gone to prepare it, he's going to come back to receive us. We don't know when that time will be, but we need to be prepared. As the five virgins were prepared for the bridegroom to come, we need to be also. So tonight, if you have not made and started to make those preparations, tonight's what we know that we have. This moment in time is what we know that we have. There's no better time than now to make those preparations. And if you've let yourself get behind in making those preparations, if you've let yourself fall down and not been as diligent in doing that, now's the time to ask for help of the brethren, to ask for those here to pray for you, and to think about yourself, the things that you need to do to make those preparations to stand before God in that day. He's done everything he needed to. He had all that planned before the foundation of the world, and he's laid it out for us through his scriptures. So if you're subject to the invitation, we invite you to come as we stand, as we sing.
Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord is living in me.
pray to heaven. There is still a good amount of people on Wednesday night. And everyone needs it. They go to mind for the blessings and things to keep in mind. And we can close. May the event be enough to make a full dismiss.
Let us pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can have a refreshment of knowing that we need to prepare for our home in heaven. Just as people that we see around us, such as Martha Holliday, and so please be with her family as they are feeling the loss of her going your way. We pray, dear Father, that we can continue with our preparations so that we'll have a country, heaven to go to. We pray that you can guide the leaders of this nation and other nations, that things can work good for the benefit of all those that love you. And we pray that you can be with us now as we go to our separate homes and dwellings, and as we travel at various times, keeping us safe, if it's your will. And we pray this through your Son, Jesus. Amen.